Begin the car and daven sech the Shabbos daf kuf lamehei begin amen alf. Begin with teshuvah maslis. Begins the words of Gemara. Believe sabek deicha the Shabbos. And however, a doubtful situation does not override Shabbos. This comes to explain how we learn this out. That regarding the suffix, the androgynous, born when he's circumcised, that their meal is not Teicha Shabbos, because the Gemara brought says Arla Sai, which is the exclusionary terminology, his Arla, only when it's definitive is Teicha Shabbos, but when it's a situation of doubt, the meal is not Teicha Shabbos. Now, says Teis nearly, it seems to the read, Das Macht Ba'amo. This that we're learning off in the Pasuk of Arla Sai is really just an illusion. But really, we don't need the Pasuk to tell us this halacha to exclude a suffix, because says Teis, the Heicha Teisuk Adaitil Chal Shabbos. How can you entertain to say that you would need a pasuk takes good that you would think that it would desecrate Shabbos? But lay it down, where you don't even know if he's even obligated at all to do the milah. How could you think you would do a suffix of chil Shabbos? The Mefarsh like, come on, like the Gemara says later on, the suffix when you have a situation of a doubt, is he born in the 7th month, which would be somewhat of a full term, or that of an 8th month, which is like an evan ba'amad yinal b'deicha Shabbos, where it's obvious that you know that to go ahead and do Chil Shabbos, so why would you need a pasuk? Morva says Taisus, who mishum neile ben hashmashes, and for the case of when he's born by twilight, where there is a chiv of doing the mila, it's just a doubt if it's today's the day or not. So says also leitzuch namikra, you don't need a pasuk to tell you that you don't do the circumcision on Shabbos, because the mutav tevatal mitzvah mila b'shmini misveik b'sheval taser. It's definitely better of not doing the mitzvah on the 8th day out of doubt, because you're not sure if this is the 8th day of Shabbos or not, in a passive way, Shabbat Tasa, Val Yichal Shabbos B'idam Misavik, and for sure not to go ahead and desecrate Shabbos actively out of doubt, so then why would you need the Pasuk? Elo Nirlari, rather seem to the read, no, these drushes that we brought of that of Ben Ashmashais, or that of the Safik Ben Zayim Ben Chas, that you don't need a Pasuk. Rather, Nilari, the Iker Haikra Asalandragonus. The primacy of this pasuk that we're learning from our Lossai and not our Lasafik is coming from the case of Androgynous. Shaina Decha Shabbos to tell you that his Migil is not Decha Shabbos. And Manel Kishumal, and to tell you the case of when he's born circumcised, that even over there, that you're not going to be Decha Shabbos, where even though there is a definitive a meal over here, but for a regular meal of Safik, you don't need a pasuk in the Smacht Ba'am. Now, Taisi even continues more. He says, Umiu, however, we don't learn out the exclusion of the androgynous and born when he's mal from one word of our lasa, because it's not logical to say that they're both equivalent, and you can learn out both of them from this pasuk of our lasa to say that their meal is not going to be day for Shabbos, because they're different. Androgynous most definitely have to do the mila, and when he's born, when he's circumcised, it's hatzavas dam bris. Rather says Taisus, there's actually two psukim that are written that say Orlase. Chad, one of them is B'mila B'zman. When it talks about Mila in its time, which is on the 8th day, it says, B'yim Shmini Yimul Ksa Orlasei. The 8th day, he will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. But Chad B'mila Shle B'zman Degal. One is when it's not on the 8th day, when he becomes an adult, which says, V'Oral Zachar, and the male Oral, Asher Lo Yimul Ksa Orlasei, which will not circumcise the skin of the flesh of his foreskin. So you have two miyutim, one for that of the Hatavas Dam Bris of Nelik Shumal, and one is regarding that of androgynous. And that's what the pasuk is for. But again, the other ones are smach to be amal. Or you know, another approach that takes is cross androgynous. Actually, the pasuk of our loss is coming to exclude that of the androgynous. But no, the kishmal misvar yidinan. And actually, when he's born circumcised, that we know from logic, because the intzarch l'hatav dam bris. That's from the read that you don't have to go ahead and do hatavas dam bris. That you know from logic. Or you know, I mean, another approach, the opposite way. Ikka curl and shumal. Actually, the primary pasuk of our loss is coming to tell you to exclude that when he's born circumcised. The androgynous late tzachkra. And for androgynous, you don't need to have a pasuk. We know you don't circumcise on Shabbos. Don't ask the Rebbe Yehuda to come on, because Rebbe Yehuda learns out later on that androgynous toy in Mila. Where do you know the androgynous needs to have Mila? Next up, call zach, and the fact that it says every zach, which includes androgynous. Now, Rabban, have a dash, the drash achid. Rabban expound the word call for something else. So if so, according to Rabban, you don't have any rebuy for androgynous to have the circumcision. And therefore, we would know that you don't do the Mila on Shabbos, and you wouldn't need the pasuk to tell you that. So Taisus had said that this that a suffix is not circumcised on Shabbos. That's logic. The cross is asmach to be amal. The primary pasuk is telling the dragonism when he's born and circumcised to tell you that no, that you're not going to do it on Shabbos. Now, however, Taisus says that you learn that from two different psukim, where it says two times the word our lost sight. Now, according to the second approach, it's actually just one pasuk, and just Nolik Shumal doesn't need a pasuk. And the third approach says no, Nolik Shumal is what's learned out, and the dragonism does not need a pasuk. Tim next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Loi Nechleku, they don't have their dispute, Al Nolik Shumal, if he's born circumcised. This version said, no, Eben agrees, Beisham Yisrael, that you do have to do a Tavas Dam Bris, you have to draw some blood. Eben agrees, even when he's born circumcised. What do they disagree about? Al Gershon is guy regarding a convert converting who was already circumcised, which Tesis comes to talk about that which one would you say is more logical to require Tavas Dam Bris, a child that's born circumcised or a ger? And Tesis brings a machlekes b'hagin Rebbeinu Chananel, what should be the halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara brought Rebbe Shimon Lazar, that he disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. He says, no, there's no machlekes b'sham Mishil when he's born circumcised, you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris, unlike the Tanna Kamma sends the machlekes. Because it's early kavusha. The machlekes was regarding Geshen his Geyer, when he's mal, according to Bishami, you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris, according to Mishil, you don't have to do it. Says Tesis, Hashem Hashem, from here it sounds like, the Yaisa Yesh Lahatzuch HaTafa L'Noilik Shumal, that it would be more logic to say that you have to draw the blood when he's born circumcised. Because that thing Emin agrees to. Melinda's Garak Shumal, in contrast to when he converts, when he's circumcised. Because the Halo Noel Kulam Amaid, according to this interpretation, he's saying that according to everyone, when he's born circumcised, you have to do Hatavas Dambris. Well, Begeri, Kapluktu, but by the convert, there's a Machlekes. Now, so that's based on that. Ben Cain, if that's the case, like come on later on the Pasuk, Rabbi Lachadan Kama, the Rab rules like the Tanakama's version that he says actually that this is a Machlekes Bishamisil, even when he's born Mol, if you have to do Tavas Dambris or not, the Bishil says you don't have to. Now, so that means to say La Lacha, that means if we're saying, we say like Bishil, obviously you don't have to do Tavas Dambris on a cotton that's born Mol. Now, Mashman the Kama say Kamelin. So it sounds like that's how we rule like the Tanakama. Medikama Rabad Rabba, in fact, Rabad Rabba, who had a story that he said, Tasteli the Avri Adarab, he says it's coming to me that this punishment that he mutilated his son because he violated the Pin of Rab. So, says Tosfos, v'kimin the kama like the Tanakama, since we rule like the Tanakama. B'noyle k'shumal, if he's born circumcised, she ain't tzarich latem and dambris, that you don't have to do the drawing of the blood of the covenant. So kol shekein, obviously based on what we're saying over here, it would sound like for sure, gershon is gavuk shumal, that if a convert is converting when he's circumcised, then for sure you wouldn't have to do a tavas dambris. Like we said, there's more logic to say to require a tavas dambris when he's noyle k'shumal than gershon is gavuk. No, but says Tesis, the Hag, the Halachas Gedil, is Loi Pasukin, he does not rule like this, that when he's Noilin Mohom, that you don't do a Tavas Dambris and Beshur Geshen is Gair. Ela Pasuk Rebbe rule, the Kotnei Netzach, that actually if a baby's born, that actually you don't have to do a Tavas Dambris. But Vigair Tzach, that actually by Vigair you have to do. Well, but Kotnei Vade Kedim Pasuk. Now, regarding the child, that most definitely is the ruling, Kishmu Aseinu, like we have over here in our Sugya. Because Rav rules like the Tanna Kamma that he says that there's Machlekes B'Shamisil, we're going to cut in that's one mall, and the Machlekes B'Shamisil that says you don't have to. Now, what's Ubeger? So, what's with that of convert that he does require? Namini Lari, so that also appears to be correct according to the Ri. Why? Isn't that opposite of what we're saying the logic here is now? So, yeah. That says the Ri, Shasamchu, because they relied Ahid the Yavamis. Regarding what it says in Yavamis, the Perkach Lilis, not the Yavamis, the sound like Lunda Bryson. Haresh Baba Amar, if someone comes along and he says, Malti Beloit Tabalti, he says, I circumcised. Regarding someone who's coming to me with Geir, says, but I didn't do the tefillah yet. So then, there's a machlekes. Matbil noisim abakach to Rebbe Yehuda. Says, okay, we immerse him in the mikveh, and what's the difference? That's what Rebbe Yehuda says. In other words, Rebbe Yehuda holds that it's enough, either with the circumcision or the tefillah, to be in front of us for the intention of Geiris, so that it should take effect in him, the Geiris. And if so, even if he didn't do the circumcision of Geiris, that's enough where the tefillah should be for Geiris. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, we don't immerse him, because it's certain that when he's circumcised, that he did it because, like, non-Jews circumcised their children, and therefore the Mila was not L'Shem Geiris, and you have to have the Mila and the Tzvil to be L'Shem Geiris. Says the Re, the Imtim Tzulam, and if you're going to say the Ein Tzarich Latem and the Dam Bris, that for the convert, you don't have to draw the blood of the Mila. So, Ben Nisgar, Kishumal, Rebbe Yasi, so when he's converting, when he's already circumcised, according to Rebbe Yasi, Amayin Matbilam, why does he say that you're not going to do the Tzvil HaReu Mal of Aneinu? What do you mean? We see him that he's circumcised. Now, my nafkemina in loymalu isabezin. Why does it make a difference to us if the court didn't go ahead and circumcise him for the purposes of geiris of conversion? Lo yehei eli arabi mal begivayni mal. It shouldn't be any less than the Arab that circumcised or begivayni that circumcised, where he that they don't have to do atavas dam bris for the purposes of geiris, and they just do the tefillah shem geiris. Lavavi rather says the read. This is the proof for the bahag. Tzarech latem and dambris, we see from that sugya over there that you have to do a tavas dambris by a ger. L'kachin matbilim, that Rabbi Yisi held that you don't do the tefillah because they ain't a ger. So yom ha-mitzvah, because he's not going to be a ger until he's circumcised and he does the tefillah because you have to have a tavas dambris l'shem geris. Now, based on this is difficult because, wait a second, didn't we say that we start off thesis that here it sounds like an asugya that there's more logic to say that you do a tavas dambris by the child that's born from the ger. So how could the Bahag say that the cut does not require Torah's Davaris, but yet the ger does? So that Tesis brings the words of the Rajbah to resolve that it's not difficult. Because in the sugi is actually obvious that if you're not going to do a Torah's Davaris for the cotton, although it sounds like for sure you're not going to do a Torah's Davaris for the ger, so the Tesis of Nil Rajbah appears to the Rajbah loss his Tamla Davar to explain this discrepancy of way the Bahag is ruling. Because actually the logic is actually opposite from the logic of our sugya, where, although from our sugya we said it would make more sense that to go ahead and do a tavis dambris for the minor than for the ger, but still the Rashi explains that the bahag is correct. Why? Because behind the time, the reason is that because the bain cut shenel kishumol, whether if the minor is born circumcised, or bain gershin is kishumol, whether a convert converts when he's already circumcised, then the logic would be the shnei ma'itun matavis dambris are actually both required tavis dambris. What should be the difference? Ilav the deshin hacha. If not for the fact that we expound over here, the cotton in tzarich lahatav mimenu. That if by the minor he does not have to do a tavis dambris. Why? The shnei chsev arla aside because it says his arla, and that specifically he has an arla right now. Oh, but that Vidavka would cut in the gully. But that would be specifically by a baby. We reveal that you don't have to do that tava. That's where we have a revelation. But Gerd, like gully, but by convert, where we don't have a revelation, you don't have to do it. Logic would still remain, like the Bahag, that you have to do a tava dambris. But Tesis concludes and says, Varach, the Rinach and Al, Pasik Ibcha Mehag. He actually rules the opposite of the Bahalachic does. That the minor that's born, Mol, Yadu, tava dambris. And the ger doesn't have to, because that's exactly Shmuel Narsug, who rules like Shmuel Lazar, that no Shmuel, according to everyone, you have to do a Tavas Dambris, but by the ger is with the Machlekes, and Lachlek myself, that you don't have to do a Tavas Dambris. So Taisus had said from our sugi, it sounds like that it makes more logic, it sounds like, to do a Tavas Dambris by the baby that's born Mal, than from the ger that it comes to convert Mal. But the Bahag actually rules that the Katan Shanog Shmuel does not have to do a Tavas Dambris, but the ger has to. And the Rashi explained because both of them, from logic, you would obligate them in Tavas Dambris. It's just by the cotton we have a pasuk that says our lasai, which comes to exclude. But by ger we don't have a kilo. If it remains like the original din, then do at Tavas Dambris. But Rav Hanan rules the opposite, that the cotton you have to do and the ger you don't have to do. So next says the master begins with the Gemara Ben Shmuel Arika Evan. A child is born in the 8th month is like a stone. Also, top it's forbidden to move. Which is explained in the actual practice in today what the halacha is, because the Gemara said that this child is like a dead person. You can't move him, he's muktzah. That's his taste, but nearly it seems to the read the aksha mutl tal the kotinakis. Today's days, you're allowed to move any child that's born, even if he's born in the 8th month. Because she'enu l'bikin, we're not so proficient to know who's really born an 8th month baby. But kulam k'may savik ben chas savik ben des, all babies we consider as a deaf. Maybe it's an 8th month baby, maybe it's a 9th month baby. As Taisa explains, because upon sheish misaber samachlit relasa, sometimes the woman actually becomes pregnant close to her immersion in the mikvah, or pum shayna mazabe, something she does not become pregnant. And you don't really know, is this really from 9th month or an 8th month? And therefore, because Slavic Pukuch Nefesh, you allow to move the baby. And also, Mutala Moyla Bishabis, Maman of Shok, Femila Kamon, and you also allow to circumcise the baby, either way you look at it, as Gemara says later on next up, Naf Kavam Vav Manalov, because if he's alive, fine. Because I feel a bit Shemayna Babi, even if we know for sure that he was born 8th month, that's also not a problem. Because it's like cutting a regular piece of meat. There's no chabur. It's like a dead child. And how would you know for sure that it's an 8-month baby? We know he only had a relation with his wife one time, and then he removed himself. But he also said, he gave birth at the end of 8 months. Still, it appears to the Ri, you're allowed to go ahead and move such a child. You're allowed to circumcise him on Shabbos. Unless, as long as there's no flaw that's indicating that this is a non-viable child, in his ears or in his fingernails, could Amar be parag arlik? The Gemara says Yevamos not pay him a base. I mean, like we say, Hai Bar Shibahu, that this is a child that's born after 7 months, which is considered if a viable child. Vishtayu ishtai, and it just delayed coming out, so it came out in the 8th month. But if unless you know for sure, then we're going to presume that we're going to treat it as a suffix nefashes, and we actually would do all the halachas since we're not so proficient like a regular baby. Tunek says the master begins words of Gemara, Neha Sakan, because of danger. Chase is bothered by the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara said that, okay, an eight month baby that comes to term after 8 months is like a stone, and you all move such a baby, but the mother could bend over and nurse the child because of Sakana. What Sakana are we talking? What danger? Chase explains Sakana is called the danger of the milk, because she's Habib Badab, when there's a lot of milk in her breast, and it's dangerous for her, so therefore, she's allowed to nurse the child, and what's the chiddush in this? But the chashin is shemit to talteleisa. We're not concerned that she's going to come to move the baby when she's nursing him, which that's problem of mukta. No, because the danger for her lactation, she'll have to bend over to the child. Now it says Taisa, well, the other Rashba, my irim has a gun. The Rashba doesn't understand why do you have to say because it's danger for her. Even if it's just painful for her, would be permitted. For even herself to take the milk out, to remove the milk from her breast, even though you're not allowed to do dosh, it's removing a liquid from the body. Still, and even though it's a malacha that you don't need for itself, you don't really need to do it. You just for a secondary reason. But that's still the chame isura tfeme isur tilta, that's still more stringent than moving of a mukta item. But still, so tasting near the show, that would be permitted. Just like we talk about regarding popping a pimple, the shirin mushum tari do because of pain, and the Rashba doesn't understand why it's a sekana, even just tari ba'alma, it would be permitted. The next says the master begins with the Gemara, machal the Tanakama, some of the inferences that the Tanakama holds, divya ko machalalan, that according to everyone, you're machal Shabbos for it. What's the proof of the Gemara? Because the Gemara brought Rabbi Elazar Kapper. That says no. Regarding if you have to circumcise a child when he's born, according to everyone, you have to do. Meaning, if he was born mahol, you have to do the milah. Machlekes says only if you mechal Shabbos. Now, and that's what the Gemara said. Sounds like Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Elazar Kapper, and he holds that according to everyone, you mechal Shabbos. The Chazal come to explain the Rabbi Elazar Kapper that he says that there's no machlekes b'shemes hill when he's born when he's mahol. You have to do a tavet dam bris. The machlekes is only mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that he says that there's no machlekes b'shemes hill regarding when he's born mahol. Then you have to do a tavet dam bris. The whole machlekes regarding geshen is gayer. Tabayu kaima Tanakama. Both of them are going on the Tanakama. The Tanakama had said that machlekes b'shemes hill is regarding when he's born when he's mahol. B'shemes hill, you have to do a tavet dam bris. B'shemes hill, you don't have to. V'hachak amali Rabbi Elazar Kapper Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar Kapper was talking to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and that is. He says, no, your retort, your response should not be the way you say it to the Tanakama, like you're responding and you're saying, no, it's not like you're saying Tanakama. They don't disagree regarding when he's born mol, because no, everyone agrees you have to do a tavas dam bris. Rather, you're saying that the machlekes is, should be when bol is gayer, and that Rabbi Elazar Kapper is coming to disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And he's saying, no, this is what we should say and respond to the Tanakama. No, we don't have a machlekes regarding when he's born mol. That regarding to have to do tatavat dam bris. Rather, the machlekes is regarding if mechal Shabbos. Ah, so it's Taisa, that's the interpretation of the Hashadayik Shabbos. Now it makes sense what the Gemara is being Madaik in the words of Elazar Kapper, that he holds that the machlekes is mechal Shabbos and not. Mechal the Tanakama sabachulu. The inference is that the Tanakama holds that, oh, according to everyone, you mechal Shabbos. So it says, Peirush, Taisa explains who is this quote unquote Tanakama? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, in contrast to Rabbi Elazar Kapper, Shimon Elazar is the Tanakama. Because from the fact that Rabbi Elazar Kapper is coming to disagree with Shimon Elazar and he's coming to say, the Shimon Elazar disagree regarding Michal Shabbos and not, the inference is of Shimon Elazar who gives a different interpretation and says, no, the Machlekes is not on that, it's regarding Geshen and Zgayer, the inference is that he would hold that according to Emun Michal Shabbos, that's who we mean Michal Tanakama, it's not going on the original Tanakama that Shimon Elazar and Rabbi Elazar Kapper are disagreeing with, it's going on Rabbi Elazar's Tanakama, who that's Rabbi Shimon Elazar, it's he who is saying that the inference is that he would hold that according to everyone, you would be Michal. S. Hashem.